الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان عنده شيء فليرده، لا تقل فضوح الدنيا، ألا إن فضوح الدنيا أيسر من فضوح الآخرة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, as an ummah, we are going through a very, very difficult and a trying phase or period. Atrocity, persecution, mass slaughter, animalistic behavior, indiscriminate targeting and killing of women and children under the banner of defense, or whatever you want to call it. Mind-boggling scenes of tragedy, persecution being meted out against the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Biladu Sham has almost become the order of the day. Even if there is a spark or ember of iman or vestige of iman in our hearts, it is impossible that our hearts cannot be crying and cannot be feeling the pain and persecution that is occurring as a result of this mass slaughter of our brothers and sisters. What we have to understand, and primarily we have been discussing this for the last few weeks also, Malik, Khaliq, Aziz, Jabbar, Mutakabbir is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Hakim. He is the absolute ruler. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one questions the authority of Allah. It is His hakimiyat, it is His hukumiyat, it is His samadiyat, it is His jabariyat that is muhit, encompasses every facet of this creation. Primarily, no atom moves, no atom stops moving. No nation is raised up, no nation is brought down. No nation is given might or victory, no nation is humiliated or oppressed without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah's sunnat. So if you want to, on the one hand, the heart is crying out, and naturally, when faced with a plight, faced with a dilemma, faced with a malady, any normal person wants to do something about it. One is, we can hit out at this indiscriminately according to our understanding and perception. Or we learn from seerah, we learn from the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whatever the ummah faces, whatever humiliation, mass slaughter, persecution, hardship, this lesson our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, that the solution does not lie elsewhere. The solution, as we mentioned last week, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fafirru ilallah, fafirru ilallah, run back to Allah. Seek your refuge, seek your salvation, find your solution with Allah. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. Whether it is Biladu Sham, whether it is Kashmir, whether it is Burma, whether it is Africa, whether it is China, wherever it may be, as a reciter of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully enunciates for us. Heart is paining, heart is crying out. There's a level of despondency, there's a level of despair. This is natural. But what do you do about it? What are we supposed to be doing about it? Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. The one who will correct his relationship with Allah. The one who will correct his relationship with Allah. What does this hadith teach us? You become right. Internalize. Find the solution of identify the problem within yourself. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِ. And then leave the rest to Allah. Establish your connection with Allah. إِنَّهُ, like we mentioned last week, إِنَّهُ مَن يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. No so-called hypocritical human charter. And no superpower. And no mighty tanks and technology is dictating the order. Allah is dictating the order. Allah wants us to turn back to Him. Two things have to come into our lives. This message is interspersed throughout Quran. This verse which I recited is in what Allah Ta'ala refers to in the Quran as Ahsanul Qasas, the most beautiful incident of the Quran. The most beautiful surah of the Quran, Surah Yusuf, and the khulasa and essence of it, not only in Surah Yusuf, but throughout Quran, is this one basic message. Innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir. Whatever you face, whatever adversity, persecution, hardship, mass slaughter, whatever it may be, whatever the injustices, whatever the hypocrisy, if it will bring two things in you, taqwa and sabr, taqwa and sabr, taqwa and sabr, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whether you are in Biladu Sham, whether your children have been slaughtered, your wives have been slaughtered, you have lost your livelihood, you have lost everything, but these two things are there, taqwa and sabr, لَا يُدِيُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You will never be a loser. You are muhsineen, you are those who have pleased Allah. So we in South Africa, wherever we may be, one, we open our hearts. We try to assist them as much as possible. But my respected brothers, don't let shaitan deceive you and I. If these conditions have not caused us to internalize, if these conditions have not caused us to introspect, if these conditions have not caused us to make tawbah, if these conditions have not brought us back to the masjid, if these conditions, at least in this holiday period which is coming, has not created a determination in us not to behave like how we used to behave in the past, to move away from shamelessness, behayai, from immodesty, to adopt the sharia, to adopt sunnah, to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If these conditions have not to some extent created that desire and that determination within us, then my respected brothers, I am sad to say, not only referring to you, referring to myself also, I am sad to say we have not taken the sabak and lesson. We have not understood what Quran and Hadith is teaching us. We have not taken our cue from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we have fallen into the trap of shaitan. Shout, chant, do whatever slogans you want, do the blame game, curse who you want, do whatever you want. My respected brothers, but if you fail to internalize, and if you fail to introspect, and if you fail to try to bring about some internal change, then Allah forgive me, Allah forgive you, we have failed our brothers and sisters. What we are doing is just empty verbal claims. There isn't a genuine antipathy. There isn't a genuine empathy. There isn't a genuine sympathy. There isn't a genuine identification with the plight that our brothers and sisters are facing. Run back to Allah. In other words, come on to taqwa. Run back to Allah. Come on to sabr. Run back to Allah. Start changing your life. Create your connection with Allah so that in the early hours of the morning, when you raise your hands, when you raise your hands to shed those hot tears, when the images of those slaughtered babies' bodies, when the images of the severed limbs of the bodies of our brothers and sisters and little children are there, ripe in your mind, and you are shedding those hot tears, the door to Allah's arsh is open. The malaika saying ameen to your dua. Your connection is there with Allah. That is how you are going to show your solidarity. Understand, aslah Allah ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. Allah will correct your relationship. Allah will change the conditions. Inna nasrallahi qareeb. This is my iman. Quran is telling us Allah's help is very, very near. But fulfill what is upon us. Fulfill what we have to be doing. First and foremost, bring about change. And when we talk about change, one is salah. One is coming to the masjid. How much longer are these masjids going to cry tears of blood at the time of Fajr? What is it, summer now? It's gone very early. How many people wake up 1-2 o'clock in the morning to look at some soccer match or some cricket match? 1-2 in the morning, where is the ummah generally? Where are our youth? In front of that shaitan box, we can stay awake. For internet, we can stay awake. For techno gadgets, we can stay awake. For the dens of vice, the ummah can stay awake. But at the time, in the last third of the night, when Allah descends, my Allah descends and calls out, may yad'uni fastajib lah, may yansurni, may yastansiruni fa ansur lah, may yastaghfiruni fa aghfir lah. When Allah is calling out, who is there that has a problem? Who is there that is facing adversity? Who is there that is facing persecution? Who is there that is facing zulm and oppression? Your Allah is waiting. Place your call. Place your cry in front of Him. Allah wants to answer it to you. At that time, where is the ummah? At the time of Fajr, where is the ummah? 1 saf, 2 safs, 2.5 safs? Where is the rest of the ummah at the time of Fajr? Understand, my respected brothers, this life is temporary. Life is temporary. Every one of us is in a war. A war against what? Against shaitan. Against our nafs. Not only overt enemies. We are in a war against shaitan and nafs. Alarm bells are ringing. Sirens have gone off. The slaughter of Biladusham is not an accidental occurrence. It is Allah's wake-up call. It is an alarm bell. The siren has gone off. The emergency light is blaring in your face. Sirens are screaming in every direction. Those janazas, those pictures of those shrouded bodies. That is Allah's siren. That is Allah's alarm bell. That is Allah's wake-up call. That is Allah's mercy upon you and I. That understand, like those lives are going, your life is also temporary. They, inshallah, malaika descending, making their istiqbal. They, inshallah, such a jannat is being prepared that we can't even imagine it. Why? Because they've achieved the goal. Their lives have been accepted in Allah's part. The question is, what sabak did you and I take? Shed a few tears for them and no change? Shed a few tears for them and salah even not even in the masjid? shed a few tears for them, and from head to toe, involved in riba, involved in lies, involved in cheating, involved in deception, our financial affairs in a total mess, and still no determination to change. Still no determination to change. This is what Quran is saying. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Allah is saying, what is wrong with you? There's no easy way to translate this. There's no easy way to translate this, particularly for those of us who don't understand Arabic. The pukar in this, the cry in this, the call in this, the mercy that is contained in this, the frustration. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Obviously, we don't use human terminology to describe Allah. Allah is above all that. For my and your understanding, that tujhko kya ho gaya? What is wrong with you? فَلَوْلَا. What is wrong with you? What is the matter with you? إِذْ جَاهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. That when my alarm bell rang, when your brothers and sisters were slaughtered in front of your eyes, and the so-called protection and the so-called solidarity, all that dispersed in hypocritical claims, when you realized there was no other salvation besides my salvation, when that calamity and test came, Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَدَرَّعُوا. Why didn't you change? Why didn't you at least make tawbah? Why didn't you at least introspect? Why didn't you at least come back to the masjid? Why didn't you at least turn to Allah? Allah is complaining. Allah is calling out the need, the cry, the call of the hour. My respected brothers and sisters, I cannot repeat this enough. At least the ummah 100% has to be in the masjid for every salah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the breath was breaking from his body. He was leaving the world. The pain on his heart was what? As-salah. And what? Rabiul Awwal, have a few seerah jalsas, sing one, two nazams and naats, and we've identified with his dard. We've identified with his pain. These conditions are not indiscriminate. They are not a blind occurrence. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the physicians of that time gave him milk to drink. The milk came out of the intestines. They said this is an indication, according to their time, that this is terminal. Time for departure is here. In and out of consciousness. That personality who received glad tiding from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many glad tidings? So that in the last khutbah, one of the last khutbahs that my Nabi gave, he came to the masjid on that occasion, supported by Fazl bin Abbas and Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, supported, feet dragging on the ground. That is a lengthy incident. Time is limited. If time is there, we'll discuss that. At the end of that khutbah, what did he say? He said, After me, my ummah, the haq will be with Umar. The truth will be with Umar. Shaitan will not be able to deviate Umar. That kind of glad tidings. In Arafah, in Mina, in the final Hajj, what did he say? Allah is looking with mercy. Allah's tajalli is upon my sahaba, and Allah's special gaze is on Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, Lo kana badi nabiyun lakana Umar. If there to be a nabi after me, it would be Umar. How many more glad tidings do we want? How much more certification do we want? And yet, Shahadat Kamil, chest ripped open, belly ripped open, intestine ripped open on the musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of Fajr. And yet, In that condition, every time his eyes would open, in that condition, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? La hadza fil Islam liman taraka salah. He said there is no share in Islam. In the words of Umar, I'm not giving fatwa. In the words of Umar, translate this in the only simplest way. You cannot be Muslim. There can be no Islam if salah is not there. He said the example of salah in the body is like the head. Without the head, there is no body. Cry tears, chant, march, make up slogans, do whatever you want. Show solidarity in whatever way you want, but don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Don't misdirect your energies. The need, the cry, the call of the hour. More than 50 years ago, I've said this before, I'm saying it again. More than 50 years ago, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, tell, kaan khol kar sun lena. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. Don't take this tabligh jamaat lightly. Don't take this mashwara that's happening in your masjid lightly. Don't take this ishtimaz lightly. Don't take these brothers that are taking out time. They also have wives. They also have children. They also have responsibilities and are going to my and your door. Door by door. Come back to the masjid. Don't take this lightly. This is my and your responsibility. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. What do you say? What do we say? I am the breadwinner. I've got financial responsibilities. I have to see to my family. I have to ensure the financial future prosperity of my children. And under that banner, what are we doing? Exposing our daughters to places of filth. Exposing our daughters to environments of shamelessness and immodesty. What? In the protection of their risk. We are worried about their future. We want them to be financially independent. Exposing our youth to what? So that in a house where a child has failed an exam, it's a janazah. But in a house where the child has not come to the masjid, nothing. When for years this jamaat has been saying, bring halqa of ta'aleem in your home. Bring qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your home. Bring the muzakara of iman in your home. This call, this targheeb, this is Allahu Akbar. Come back to the verse of the Quran. What does Allah say? As a father, as a mother, as a breadwinner, you are zero, you are bankrupt, you are useless, you have failed if your children are not in the masjid. If your sons are not musallis, if your daughters at home are not making salah on time, la nasaluka rizqa. Allah says, we don't ask you to feed. You are not the raziq. You are not the sustainer. You are not the provider. What is this verse telling us? What is this verse? Why is Allah saying, bring salah in your home, command your family? And then, not just command, wastabir alayha. Allah says, you yourself have to be a pillar of salah. You yourself have to be a pillar of the masjid. You yourself have to link yourself to the masjid. Then your family will come onto that. And in the same verse, what does Allah say? La nas'aluka rizqa. La nas'aluka rizqa. There's no fancy translation of this. Simple translation. Allah is addressing every breadwinner and everyone who is making an excuse that in the pursuit of rizq, I have slaughtered the deen of my family. I have absented them from the masjid. I have cut the connection off with Allah. I have exposed my children to environments of haram and kufr and immodesty in the pursuit of rizq. Allah calls out, La nas'aluka rizqa. I am not asking you to feed. Nahnu narzuquk. I am the raziq. Innallaha huwa razzaq. Look at the emphasis. Inna. Allah. Ismuzzaq. Inna. Allah. Huwa. One emphasis. Second emphasis. Third emphasis. Allah is challenging you. Are you supplying? Are you sustaining? Are you feeding that you are using this excuse? Inna. Allah, Huwa, Ar-Razzaq, not Razik, Razzaq, Dhul, Quwwatil Mateen. 9 levels of emphasis that don't excuse that in the pursuit of livelihood, in the pursuit of financial prosperity, you destroyed the deen, iman, and modesty of your family. La nasaluka rizqak, rizqa. We are not asking you to feed. Nahnu narzukuk. We will feed. Come on to salah. We will feed. Connect with the masjid. We will supply. We will sustain you. We will protect you. We will nourish you. Allah's hidden system will be with you. Link yourself and your family with deen this December, this so-called vacation, these compulsory planned holidays to destinations of vice. Allahu Akbar. Are we going to close our eyes, the eyes of our hearts? Are we going to close the eyes of our hearts to what is happening to our brothers and sisters? Are we going to close the eyes of our hearts to those burnt and charred babies' bodies who are not even distinguishable, where their mothers and their fathers had to write their names on their limbs in the hope that my child can be identified? Are we going to close our hearts to that? What type of excuse? Why are we not changing? Why are we not changing? Why are we not hearing Allah's alarm bell? What does Quran say? Walakin qassat qulubukum. Walakin qassat qulubukum. Walakin qassat. Allah says those alarm bells are falling on deaf ears because the hearts have become hard. Walakin qasat qulub. The hearts have become hard. Allah's caller is calling out. Those little babies' bodies are Allah's callers. They are reminders. Those charred bodies are Allah's reminders. That mass slaughter is Allah's reminder. Tadarra'u, tadarra'u, come back. Come back, at least start with the masjid. At least start with tawbah. At least move away from behayai, from immodesty. But what has happened? Qasat qulubukum, qasat qulubukum. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, Ashaddu min al-hijara. The hearts have become harder than stone. The hearts have become harder than stone. When the ground becomes hard, you pour water, it doesn't penetrate. Plant as many seeds as you want, they're not going to grow. That water is going to roll off. This is what is happening today. Whether it was coronavirus, whether it is earthquakes, whether it is mass slaughter, whether it is massacre, it's happening in every direction and still we are not changing. Still the masjid is not getting full. Still we are not understanding our responsibility. Door to door, person to person, hold their hands, beg them, show them love. Don't alienate the ummah. Don't criticize them. Don't pick on them. Allah is merciful. The doors of His mercy are open. These conditions are Allah's mercy in reality. Why? Wala adhabul akhirati akhza. Whatever is happening now. Wala nudhiqannahum min al adhabil adana dun al adhabil akbar. Allah says this is Allah's sunnat. When? Not naturally. It's natural. When the dirt in your gutters is 5%, 10%, 15%, you can tolerate it. But when it reaches 90% and 100%, and now the filth is pouring on the streets, and there is stench and rot in every direction, then you need a deluge. Then you need a flood. You need the cleaning up process. So Allah says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ. This is Allah's sunnah. When the level of masiyat becomes too high, when people are advertising packages of riba, when people take the names of banks, which are institutions of riba, without any remorse. When Muslim countries and so-called huge financial institutions advertise bank of this and bank of that and bank of that. What is all that? In reality, فَاذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. As an ummah, we have openly declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you need the deluge. You need the flood. This is still Allah's mercy. Still Allah's mercy. The broomstick has to come. But Allah reminds us, we will send the broomstick. But min al-'adhab al-adna. This is still the small azab. This is still the small azab. Why? Dun al-'adhab al-akbar. Because this azab, compared to what lies ahead, there is no comparison. There is no comparison. Dun al-'adhab al-akbar. That is azab al-akbar. We can't even imagine azab al-akbar. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah says, so that you come back. Come back. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ But قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ The hearts have become hard. So much of talk of غَيْرُ اللَّهِ Environment of غَيْرُ اللَّهِ My respected brothers, come back to Allah. Don't take this effort of deen lightly. I'm not saying that's the only solution. Whatever solution, come back. Link yourself to the masjid. Bring the muzakara of Allah. Start speaking about Allah. Stop wasting your time on these social channels. Stop wasting your time on this media. Ghairullah, ghairullah, ghairullah. What is that doing? Hardening the heart. Hardening the heart. What did my Nabi say? If we take nothing else away from this talk, time has already run out, take two things. Take two things. One is this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more mushfiq, more kind, more compassionate, a spiritual doctor if you want to call him, you will never find. What did he say? La tukthirul kalam bighayri dhikrillah. Do not speak excessively about ghairullah. Stop speaking about ghairullah also. La tukthirul kalam bighayri zikrillah. Fa inna kathrat al kalam bighayri zikrillah yuqassil qalb. He said because excessive ghairullah, ghairullah, ghairullah will harden this heart. Will harden this heart. Will harden this heart. Wa inna abad al nasi min Allah al qalb al qasi. And there is no one who is far away, further away from the mercy and the help, and the forgiveness and the kindness and the compassion of Allah than the one whose heart has become hard. Solution: give da'wah to Allah. Start speaking about Allah. Establish halqa of ta'lim in your home. Connect and link yourself with the environment of iman. Give that heart the petrol. Soften the heart. Rejuvenate the heart. Enliven the heart. Like you clean your clothes and your house and everything around you. You want hygiene. This heart needs hygiene. What is the hygiene of the heart? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Jaddidu imanakum. Jaddidu imanakum. Bi kathrati la ilaha illallah. Speak about Allah. Invite towards Allah. Call Allah. Take out time. Come into that environment. First message. Second message, what I alluded to earlier, and I'm repeating it again. More than 50 years ago, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. He didn't make this up. This is from Quran and Hadith. This is from Sirah. Until, kan khol kar sun lena. Chant as much as you want. Shout as much as you want. It's natural. No heart can be at ease with what is happening. But channel your energies where there will be some return. Intelligence is to channel your energies in the correct direction. Hazrat Maisoor Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, till the majma of Fajr, till the Jamaat of Fajr is not equal to the Jamaat of Jummah, the tide will not change. Allah's mercy, He wants to change it before that, fine. That's in Allah's hands. But this is the system. Ij'alu buyutakum. Quran is full of this. Hadith is full of this. Sahaba, even a munafiq would be for Fajr
and Isha Salah in the Jamaat, a hypocrite, a kafir, which Quran says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Quran labels that. Allah says, the low hawiya, the lowest level of Jahannam will be the munafiqeen. Where Abu Jahl won't be, the munafiq will be. That munafiq in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such was the environment of Salah, that even the munafiq was in the masjid for Isha and Fajr. Ask ourselves, what are we producing in our homes? What are we producing in our lives? All the wealth and all the zeros in the bank balance and whatever, Allah's qasam, is meaningless, is zero, is useless, is a destruction. If we have not instilled deen in our families, if we haven't brought them to the masjid, if our youth are not in the masjid, if at least five salah is not there with jamaat at this time of need, at this time of cry, at this time of pain, at this time of suffering, for Allah's sake. For Allah's sake, heed the alarm bell, heed the siren, heed the caller, heed the caller, heed the reminder, heed the reminder, heed the reminder, and at least come back to the masjid. Let our masjid stop crying tears of blood at the time of Fajr. Man salla subha fi jama'atin fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. What are you going to accept? What the media tells you? What those liars are telling you? Are you going to accept that? Don't accept that. By accept that personality, what he told us, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. What he said is the absolute truth. He said, when my ummah will be making their Fajr Salah with Jamaat, they will be in the direct protection of Allah. Then see who is going to challenge that protection. Then see how what came to Aad and what came to Samud, if they will not make Tawbah, we make Dua, Allah give them Hidayat. But if they are adamant upon it, then we will see how Allah's hidden system will turn to them, provided we fulfill the condition. Come into Allah's protection. Come into Allah's chauni. Come into Allah's fortress. Get the fortress of Allah with you. Without salah, with jamaat, without the ummah being back in the masjid, Allah's qasam, that is impossible. That is impossible. That is, this is Allah's system. These sirens, these alarm calls, these wake-up calls are Allah's mercy. Allah has not abandoned us. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. We still make dua. Allah give the hearts of kufr hidayat also. Allah can change those hearts in 1 second. We saw it in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Great, great enemies after that said, there is no one more beloved to us than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is in Allah's hands. Do what we have to do. Correct your relationship with Allah. And Allah's qasam, Allah will change the conditions. And Allah will correct your relationship with the entire creation. Allah give us tawfiq.